ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So today we are doing 54, 55 and 56. We'll do the Sanskrit on 56 first. This is Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 56. And the chapter is entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings.
Ya ete pitru devanam अयने वेद निर्मिते शास्त्रेण चक्षुषा वेद जनस्थो अपि न मूयति यः
वन हु एते ऑन दिस पाथ इज रेकमेंडेड अबव
Pitrudevanam,
known as Pitruyan and Devayan.
Ayane,
on this path.
Veda Nirmite,
recommended in the Vedas.
Sastrena,
by regularly studying of the scriptures.
Chakshusa,
by enlightened eyes.
Veda
is fully aware.
Janastha,
the person situated in the material body.
Api,
even though.
Na,
never.
Muyati,
is bewildered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. So I'm going to read three translations here, starting with text 54. On his path of ascent, the progressive living entity enters the different worlds of fire, the sun, the day, the end of the day, the bright fortnight, the full moon, and the passing of the sun in the north, along with their presiding demigods. When he enters Brahmaloka, he enjoys life for many millions of years. And finally, his material designation comes to an end. He then comes to a subtle designation, from which he attains the casual designation, witnessing all previous states. Upon the annihilation of this casual state, he attains the pure state, in which he identifies with the Super Soul. In this way, the living entity becomes transcendental. 55. This gradual process of elevation for self-realization is meant for those who are truly aware of the Absolute Truth. After a repeated birth on this path, which is known as Devayan, one attains this consecutive stage. One who is completely free from all material desires, being situated in the Self, need not traverse the path of repeated birth and death. 56. Even though situated in the material body, one who is fully aware of the paths known as Pitruyan and Devayan and who thus opens his eyes in terms of Vedic knowledge is never bewildered in this material world. Purport. Acharyavan Puruso Veda, one who is guided by the bona fide spiritual master, knows everything as stated in the Vedas, which set forth the standards of infallible knowledge. As recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Acharya Pasanam, one must approach the Acharya for real knowledge. Tad Vijnanartham Sagurum Eva Bhigachet, one must approach the Acharya, for then one will receive perfect knowledge. When guided by the spiritual master, one attains the ultimate goal of life.
Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी तीन नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Prashchatadesatarine. Everyone, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat, even though situated in a material body, one who is fully aware of the paths known as Pitruyan and Devayan, and who thus opens his eyes in terms of Vedic knowledge, is never bewildered in this material world. So today is meant to be a very joyful day, Rath Yatra. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ji ki. So at least I know there's 4 Rath Yatras taking place. One is in Agra, one is in Lalitpur, there's another town, I forget, Sonipat. And then also the devotees here have decided to give a surprise Rath Yatra today, right? So and then who knows how many other places. There's some, you know, wonderful festivals going on. And people are celebrating, you know, the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. And we also have the disappearance day of Sivananda Sena and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So we'll try to interview everything. And then in the last 10 or 15 minutes, we can take some feedback of your experiences. If you met Sivananda Sena in your some previous lifetimes, or Swarup Damodar, no, like that. This morning I was listening to Prabhupada's lecture, and he was saying that Rath Yatra is a very special festival, and that we should all take Lord Jagannath out in as many cities and as many places as possible. You know? And he's giving us examples in his books of so many pastimes of Lord Jagannath, whereby it awakens our consciousness. You know? Pundarik Vidyaniti and Swarup Damodar, one time they were on the sea, and they were throwing water on each other and playing, you know. And it's, this particular area is called Indradyumna, you know, Sarovar. And that's where many devotees, including Lord Chaitanya, used to go and perform pastimes. And then there is a discussion going on between Swarup Damodar and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Pundarik saying, well, you know, at that time, this particular time, what the pujaris do or the pandits do is they put starch into the clothes of Lord Jagannath, because it's very hot and they want the clothes to be, you know, starchy, so they can preserve the heat also. And so there was discussion was going on, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi is telling that this is really bad. This pujaris should not be putting on cloths like this on Lord Jagannath. And Swarup Damodar is saying, well, this is entirely up to the Lord. He is the controller of everything. He decides what happens. It's not the pujari. So this kind of debate is going on. And then Swarup Damodar is telling Pundarik that, don't you know, he is the Lord of the universe. He can do anything he likes. And then Pundarik says, yeah. Yes, I understand. He can do anything he likes. But the pujaris or the pandits, they do not have a right to make the decision. So in this way they were arguing, and then at night they went to sleep, and in his dream Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev, they both, the two brothers, come to Pundarik and they're chastising him. How do you offend, you know, my bhaktas, my pujaris, you know? And they slap Pundarik on his face. When Pundarik gets up in the morning, his cheeks are swollen up. So that is a significant way of Lord Jagannath can bestow mercy in so many different ways, you know. And so he meets up with Swarup, and Swarup says, "What happened to your cheeks, man?" You know? And so then he was a little embarrassed and he said, "Let me tell you a secret. I got a special blessings of Lord Jagannath and Baladev." And then he reveals what he saw in the dream. You know? And then he begs forgiveness from Swarup Damodara. So such are the pastimes of great devotees, and the Lord can be merciful in so many different ways. So we should be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he gave us the Jagannath Rath Yatra, and he took it out in every town and city of the world. He wanted this Jagannath Rath Yatra to be everywhere, you know. So even in the Braj, we should be doing Rath Yatra in every town and village. So like this. So here, Narad Muni, in the discussion on civilized human beings, how many of you agree that there should be better civilization in today's world? Wow. Straight away. See, somebody who is connected to Prabhupada, he doesn't have any hesitation, he just goes, you know. Everyone else is thinking, what does that mean? That tells us where we are in our civilized state. No? And here, Narad Muni is explaining about Pitruyan and Devyan. Now these processes are very elaborate, you know. In the text 54 is explaining that you have to take many, many births. Not one, not two, not ten, not hundred. He's not saying, you know, 108 births. He's saying many, many births. You transcend. And if you are in ascending order only, not if you are in descending order. If you are in ascending order, then you have a chance that gradually you will go up to Brahmaloka, and then you will get that one life where you will be able to live millions of years and enjoy yourself. But at the end of it, you still have to leave that body. No? So do we really want to go through this process of Devyan or Pitruyan, go to Pitrulokas or Devalokas and, you know, change bodies so many times, and then ultimately, hopefully, by the mercy of Lord Brahma or Lord Indra or some spiritual master in those lokas, we will be able to transcend. And to actually practice this process is very, very austere. It's not simple, you know. In fact, even if we don't take to the path of bhakti, you know, we are not really interested in Pitruyan process or Devyan process. Lord Chaitanya has given us the mark of bhakti, you know, which is very simple. But if we don't follow the process of bhakti, then even as human beings, Manu has given us Manu Samrita, where we are supposed to perform so many things day in and day out. No? What time to rise, which way to sleep, which way to wake up, what time you should be eating, how you should be washing your hands, how many times you should be taking baths. It's a whole elaborate thing, you know. And in order to do that, you know, you would have to become a specialized, unique robot in the human species of life, so that you can actually follow that karmakandi process. And if you perfect every little thing, then you have a chance to go to the higher planetary system. Discipline is like severely required in order for us to be able to follow that process. You know? So why we want to get caught up in that cage, that yes, I want to try this process, I want to try that process, knowing that it means you can ascend to higher planetary systems, you can enjoy life in a better way, but still is consistently temporary. Everything is consistently temporary. So only, like Prabhupada uses the word mudha many times, only foolish living entities will endeavor on that path. Let me try that out. Maybe if I can go to Brahmaloka, I don't mind performing all the tapasya, at least I'll get a million life, millions of years in one life that I can enjoy in every way that I can think of. So do you really want to go to all that discipline? Do you really want to perform all that tapasya? Knowing that even in this lifetime, right now, the path, the process of bhakti yoga, buddhi yoga, it is given to us, especially by Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and by the mercy of Vaishnavas like Swarup Damodar, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Ramananda Rai and so many associates who came with Lord Chaitanya, that we are able to understand the path of bhakti. And this path is not so difficult. The tapasya is there. The only tapasya is there is what? What is the real tapasya? Is staying awake, right? Jiva jago. Is to get up in the morning. Once you are up in the morning and you are in front of the deities, it's so wonderful. It's just that one few momentary seconds or minutes that you are struggling to kick yourself out of the nindarashan. And as soon as you kick yourself out and you take a cold shower and you run to the deities, the whole world changes, the whole consciousness changes, and you know, you feel so much more blissful, you know, completely out of mode of ignorance, you know. And you fail to do that and you do the standard thing of hitting the alarm and you turn the other way around, you're back into Maya land, you know. So how can we be successful? No? And here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the word he uses is Acharya Pasanam. Tad Vijnanartham Sagurum Eva Vigachiti. He's saying, very, very important for us to accept a spiritual master, to take a shelter of the spiritual master. You know, we hear all this time, but to take shelter means that to take the spiritual master very seriously. Not that now I'm initiated and I've been following his instructions for so many years, so many days, and I'm perfect. Now my spiritual master is an ordinary person because I can do everything. No, that's the biggest mistake that we have a tendency to make. Therefore, we must take the spiritual master very seriously. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, 13:8-12, Krishna is saying Acharya Pasanam Socham Staryam Atma Vinigraha. And then Srila Prabhupada in the translation and purport gives a very nice part of this purport where he says, if one accepts this process, then the possibility of approaching the absolute truth exists. No? That means only if you take this process seriously, then you have a good chance. Chance to do what? To make a change in your life and to make a correction factor in our life. So we all need to make the change. We need to correct ourselves and get on this track, get on this train that is going to take us back home, back to Godhead. No? This is not the interaction of 24 elements as described before. This is actually the means to get out of the entanglement of those elements. The embodied soul is entrapped by the body, which is a casing made of 24 elements. And the process of knowledge as described here is the means to get out of it. How Prabhupada is repeating, get out of it, get out of it, get out of this place, you know. Of all the descriptions of the process of knowledge, the most important is described in the first line of the 11th verse. Mai chananya yogena bhaktir avya vicharine. The process of knowledge terminates in unalloyed devotional service. It terminates in what? Unalloyed devotional service. So if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no value. But if one takes devotional service in full consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yasyati Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarve Gunas Tatra Samsat Suraha. All good qualities. All good qualities of knowledge develop in one who has attained the stage of devotional service. The principle of accepting a spiritual master is mentioned in the 8th verse is essential. Even for one who takes to devotional service, it is most important. The transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. So, we cannot stress more than that, the importance of the spiritual master. No? And for us, Lord Chaitanya comes and makes it so much more fruitful. He makes it so much more exciting, performing so many pastimes. No? And he comes specifically to perform some rasas and depict some bhavas whereby we can actually understand, because we are prone to seeing examples before we accept. Now we are prone to see things for ourselves before we accept things easily. No? So in these different rasas, he's having many parsadas. Parsadas means close, intimate associates of the Lord. Like pari means like an angel, and sadhas means that those who are associates. So parsadas, they come along with the Lord whenever the Lord descends on this planet, wherever he is descending. Because we understand from the Bhagavad that every moment Krishna is appearing somewhere in some planet. So there is a Janmashtami festival starting somewhere in some place every moment. There is no moment when Janmashtami is not taking place. No? And as he is taking he's performing his leelas in different planets, his associates are also going in different planets. So likewise here, these different rasas that Lord Chaitanya is performing, and then one of the rasas is Vatsalya Ras, and Paramananda Puri is one of the associates who are performing the parental bow and having some wonderful pastimes. Ramananda Rai, who was very closely associated also with Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai is seen to be in Sakya Ras with the Lord, with Mahaprabhu. And then in Sivananda Sena, who's also disappearance we are celebrating today. Sivananda Sena, he performs amazing pastimes, you know. He's a person who's wealthy, he's a person who's established. And Lord Chaitanya had given him personal instruction. You take care of all the devotees. So every year when Jagannath Rath Yatra is about to start, he would bring groups of devotees. He would arrange for their travel, their accommodation, and take care of all their needs, and make sure that all the Vaishnavas that came with him were very, very comfortable. You know. Even one time there was a dog, and he took care of the dog. The dog is walking with them on the yatra. And then one night, somehow another dog disappears. And before that, they are crossing some river, and he even pays a few rupees to the boatman so the dog is allowed to cross. So such was the mercy of Sivananda Sena that he was able to perform so much service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us instructions that the three most important things in our lives are Namiruchi, Jivedaya and Vaishnava Seva. No? He's telling Sanatan Goswami in his final statements. Sanatan is asking, so you have given me so much knowledge in the past 2 months, but it will be very difficult for general human beings or general souls to understand, digest that, implement and practice all that. So what is the culmination of all the knowledge that you have given to me so that I can give it to the public at large? It says Namiruchi, Jivedaya, Vaishnava Seva. Everyone can repeat? Namiruchi, Jivedaya, Vaishnava Seva. So Sivananda Sen was very fortunate. He was able to do such wonderful service to the Vaishnavas, including a dog. No? And that particular night when he got late to the camp, the dog had disappeared, and he immediately asked, where is that dog? What happened to the dog? And he found out, because the dog was not given prasadam, see the importance of prasadam, it was not given the prasadam, therefore the dog has disappeared. He sent out search parties in all different directions, the dog was nowhere to be found. So that evening, Sivananda Sen also decided, I will not eat. No, he did not have prasad that evening. Next morning when they approached and they met Lord Chaitanya, what did they see? Lord Chaitanya is sitting there, the dog is sitting there, and Lord Chaitanya is feeding some coconut to the dog. No? And above all that, the dog is actually chanting Krishna Krishna. If a dog in a dog's body can chant Krishna Krishna, shouldn't the human beings, the two-legged bugs on this planet who can speak, not be chanting Krishna Krishna every moment of their lives? Ask yourself this question, you know. Shouldn't we be giving Krishna to everyone? No? And then look at the humility of Sivananda Sen. He actually bows down and pays obeisances to the dog. He pays obeisances to the dog and begs forgiveness. So such was the humility of Sivananda Sen. And then Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar, they also performed so many wonderful pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. No? They say that Ramananda Rai was very expert at quoting slokas. And Sarup Damodar was equally good at scriptures, but he is said to be an excellent singer. He says Sarup Damodar should sing just like the Gandharvas. No? And we hear about Narad Muni, he was a Gandharva, and when Narad Muni used to sing, you know, his singing was unique. It would be very difficult for us to actually even imagine how nicely and how transcendently the singing of the Gandharvas must be. That when Narad Muni as a topmost singer in the Gandharva Loka used to sing, the entire demigod planetary system used to come to stand still just because they wanted to hear the kirtans by this Gandharva. No? Even Lord Shiva would descend to hear Narada leading kirtans. Such was the powerful kirtan. No? Very difficult for us to conceive how nice those kirtans must be, that you know the entire planetary system would literally come to a standstill. The power of kirtan is unique. No? So Sarup Damodar used to sing very nicely, and sometimes when they were with Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Rai would quote some slokas and very poetically, and in reciprocation to that, for the pleasure of the Lord, Sarup Damodar would sing. And then this rasa, you know, sloka and kirtan rasa would go on, and Lord Chaitanya would just enjoy this rasa going on. And say that sometimes Lord would become so happy and blissful that he would come and embrace both Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar together. So you can imagine like a father coming and grabbing two children side by side and giving them a hug, because the father is very happy with these two unique parshadas who are performing pastimes with him. Yeah. Again, we can only simply imagine how nice that must be, that the Supreme Lord is embracing, you know, these two personalities and giving them special blessings, because he is so happy with them. And showing by example that simplicity is the principle that we should be following, and we should be living in very nice Krishna conscious way. You know, we should be practicing our Krishna consciousness very nicely. You know, there should be no shortcomings. There is no real difficulty. What's the difficulty in eating prasadam in time when? And respecting prasadam? What's the difficulty in chanting the holy name? What's the difficulty in getting and coming to kirtan programs? What's the difficulty going to Rath Yatra? Can you compare yourselves, compare ourselves to the millions of people out there who are struggling? They have to get up and get to work in time. And they have to clock in and clock out. The day they miss, they get penalized. You know, and if they fail to turn up more than 3 times in a month, they get fired. You know? What a life they are living out there in complete mode of ignorance. In comparison to that, this is heaven on earth for us. It's a spiritual heaven. It's a great opportunity that by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, we are able to hear the pastimes of great personalities associated with the Lord, the wonderful ways in which the Lord gives blessings to so many devotees, non-stop. So please, I humbly beg everyone to chant this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Become like Swarup Damodar. His whole family was completely, engaged in Krishna consciousness. His eldest son could communicate directly with Lord Chaitanya, and he would invite Lord Chaitanya, please come take prasadam at my house. And Lord Chaitanya would go very happily. Do you want to invite Lord Chaitanya to your house? Yes? No? Everyone's, your first thought is, how do I do it, right? Easy. He has given us the process. Srila Prabhupada has given us the process. Invite him sincerely, he comes. Swarup Damodar's youngest son, when he was little, he got an opportunity. Swarup Damodar put him, the little baby, in front of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya put his foot forward, and the baby got hold of the toe and started stucking Lord Chaitanya's toe. Can you imagine the opportunity as a baby to be able to suck the Lord's toe, the very toe from where the Ganges is flowing and so much mercy is flowing to this universe? No? There is unlimited mercy. It's all up to us. We can go into this Devayan and Pitriyan and this tapasya and that tapasya and speculate and continue in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, or take to a spiritual master seriously, take to this process of bhakti very seriously, and then achieve the fruits that the Lord wants us to achieve, not the fruits that we speculate upon. Hare Krishna, any questions or comments? So everyone is convinced that to take our spiritual master and his instructions very seriously. I'll end by reading one little purport here that I extracted. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where he narrates the story of Gopakumar and his journey through all the higher planets in order to find Krishna, his worshipable deity. Although he travels throughout the most opulent planets and even meets Krishna's expansions, Vishnu, Ram, even Sri Krishna in Dwarka, but his heart is only truly satisfied when he meets Krishna himself in the form of a cowherd boy. Each time Gopakumar arrives at higher planets, he thinks this is final destination, only until his heart starts longing for the cowherd boy again. And so travels until he reaches Golok Dham, where he meets Krishna, the cowherd boy. Krishna Balaram ki, Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Itai Gaura Premanandi.